You're listening to Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Josh with Stewart. If you have a 5 in front of your age, our working guy says you're in trouble when it comes time to find a job. But an avalanche of data is starting to show that having a 1 or a 2 in front of your age might not be so great either. Data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows nearly 21% of young people aged 16 to 24 are unemployed in Georgia. Nationally, the rate's just over 14%. Our work and career expert Brandon Smith is back to help us understand what's going on. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Why is it still so difficult for young people to find jobs?
Oh, man, we've got a lot of factors that are contributing to this. So the employers, frankly, are not creating a lot of new jobs.
Still. Does that then mean that there are lots of qualified applicants for the jobs that are out there, right?
There are, and there are some more seasoned applicants that are applying for jobs, which is a really important element in all this. And the people sitting in their seats are not leaving their seats. Once we start seeing that movement, then we're going to see more job creation and everything's going to be moving like we want it to. But right now, there just isn't the jobs. The second element on the employer side of this is employers don't want to hire someone who hasn't already done the job before. So employers are saying, you know, we really don't have the resources to train you. And on top of it, I've kind of heard that your generation needs a lot of feedback. Needs a lot of coddling.
And I don't have time for that.
Needs a plan. I don't have time for that. I think I'm just going to hire this guy over here who's already got some experience. So we see this huge, in the case of those 20 to 24-year-olds, you know, nearly a 40% unemployment rate, which is awfully high.
There's another piece to this equation, and that is the employee, the young people looking for jobs.
Yes.
What's the problem on that side of the equation?
So there's actually a lot of jobs in Georgia, all that are looking to hire these up-and-comers that don't have experience, from manufacturing to retail to healthcare. There are a ton of jobs. The folks in that generation, not all, not every one of them, but largely don't want to take those entry-level jobs. In fact, I was talking to someone in that span earlier this week, and he said, you know, I just graduated from college. One path is to go work in a smaller town and kind of develop and then move up into a bigger town. And I know I could do that, but I want to start already where I could start 3 years from now. I want to start there now. They don't want to take the entry-level job in a retail chain, and they're comfortable waiting. Our third factor in all this, their parents are letting them wait. They're living in the basement. Food's paid for, everything. They're comfortable. So there's no incentive to go out and get a job. And I hate to be this kind of old school grumpy dad.
Curmudgeon.
But, you know, honestly, they're too darn comfortable. If mom and dads are listening right now, kick them out of the nest.
We're already talking a little bit about this, but I wonder, are there one or two things that young people can do to change this?
Yeah, get a job as soon as possible. Get a job as soon as possible. And I say it not from the curmudgeon, grumpy old dad, but I say it from the perspective of, to get a better job, you have to be able to talk about the stories and what you did in the last job. You need to start collecting stories. It doesn't matter how much you get paid.
And you would say that job can be almost anything.
Really almost. If you don't have anything right now and you're searching, just get working.
That's Brandon Smith, a career coach and workplace consultant who also teaches business students at Georgia State and Emory Universities. Thanks for coming by.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
There's always more from Brandon on the Working and Career blog at gpb.org.